With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Biden ordered the airstrikes against Iranian targets following the deadly drone attack against U.S. forces.
The U.S. military took aim at dozens of sites in Iraq and Syria used by Iranian-backed militias and the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby says the targets were carefully chosen based on evidence
that they were connected to attacks on U.S. personnel in the region.
He says the Pentagon is in the early stage of battle damage assessment.
But we believe that the strikes were successful.
President Biden said the response to the attack on American forces will continue at times and places of our choosing. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott among the conservatives frustrated by concessions being made to Democrats as the Republicans try to hammer out a compromise on border security.
This has been going on for months. I've never seen it. And look, and, you know, is that fair to the people that live in my state that they don't even get to look at this? This is what's wrong with D.C.
Senator Scott was interviewed this week on the Salem Radio Network. Also at SRNnews.com, the British government says it will ban the sale of disposable vapes and limit their choice of flavors, that in an effort to prevent kids from becoming addicted to nicotine.
The government also says it'll stick to a contentious proposal to ban today's young people from ever buying cigarettes. It is currently illegal to sell vapes or tobacco to children under 18 in the UK. However, officials say youth vaping has tripled in the past 3 years.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Now, as well as banning disposable vapes, the government says it will restrict flavors which are marketed right at kids and ensure manufacturers put vapes in plain packaging. This is SRN News. A Southern Baptist agency issuing its marching orders.
The Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission has released its 2024 public policy agenda, and abortion is at the top of the list. The ERLC will fight to preserve the Hyde Amendment and limit the widespread distribution of abortion drugs. It also plans to lobby for the defeat of the Equality Act, which would amend the 1964 Civil Rights Act to include sexual orientation and so-called gender identity. The commission also wants to curb artificial intelligence. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Major elections will be held throughout Southeast Asia in 2024, and the results will likely have an impact on religious freedom in the region. International Christian Concern points out in Indonesia, key presidential contenders in the race are being backed by hardline and, in some cases, very aggressive Islamic groups. This is SRN News. Graffiti in downtown Los Angeles.
An unfinished high-rise development in the city's entertainment district has become the target of graffiti taggers who have struck dozens of floors. The vandalism is the latest twist in the saga of a three-tower project near Crypto.com Arena, the Los Angeles Convention Center, and the LA Live Dining and Events Complex. The towers were going to house a hotel and luxury condos, but the project stalled in 2019 when the developer ran out of money. Police say they've met with the property management to ensure security measures will be implemented and the graffiti will be removed. Keith Peters reporting.
A man armed with a knife and hammer has wounded three people in an attack at a train station in Paris, just security an incident for the Olympics host city ahead of the Summer Games. Police say the attack did not appear to be terror-related and the suspect had mental issues. More details at SRNnews.com.